Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and AP Katie with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. There you heard the highlights of last night's scintillating NBA Finals matchup between the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. Wow. Game 5, it was not, well, usually a pivotal Game 5 is when the series is tied at two games apiece, but that was a pivotal Game 5. That was an awesome Game 5. Terrific drama, terrific action all night long. You heard the game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. If you watched it, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't watch it, if you're not watching the NBA Finals, man, I feel bad for you because you're missing some high-level drama and action and just a terrific series so far. And that's the one bright spot if you were rooting for the Raptors. And, of course, they lost last night 106-105 at home with a chance to win the NBA championship. Now the series goes back to Oakland for Game 6. But even if you were rooting for the Raptors, the one bright spot from them losing last night is the series continues. Because when it felt like Toronto was going to win, when they were up 6 with about 3 minutes left, I was a little sad. I said, wow, this is going to be over. I'm not ready for the NBA playoffs. I'm not ready for the NBA Finals to be over. But I was excited that I thought when I thought Toronto was going to win. But Nick Nurse took care of that with an ill-advised timeout with 3:05 left. His team had 4 timeouts left, and Golden State only had 1 timeout left. Kawhi Leonard was on a 10-0 run. Steph Curry had just missed a forced 3, and Toronto got the rebound with Golden State reeling with 3 minutes left, down 6. They looked exhausted. They looked like they were confused. They looked like they were about ready to tap out, and Toronto was getting ready to deliver the knockout blow, and Nick Nurse and Toronto called a timeout and ended the momentum, ended the run. Kawhi Leonard was cooled off when he came back, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson got hot. It's almost like they used that timeout to recalibrate, to gather themselves, and get themselves ready for the final push, which they needed to do in the final 3 minutes, and they erased that deficit and ended up winning the basketball game. Could they have still come back and won without that timeout? Of course they could have. They're defending NBA champs. That is this is one of the best teams we've seen in the last couple of decades. But why would you call that timeout? I still can't get over it. I thought it was a bizarre timeout when it happened, and then you saw what happened after the timeout. The Raptors were absolutely controlling the basketball game. Kawhi Leonard, it was one of the more remarkable runs that you'll remember, that you'll see in recent NBA Finals history. He went on a 10-0 run. He was hitting every shot. The Golden State Warriors were absolutely reeling. They only had 1 timeout left. And Nick Nurse called a timeout after Steph Curry missed that 3 and Toronto had the ball, really ready for the dagger. They make another basket there. I think the game's over. And they call a timeout, and they put everything on ice. And then after that, I believe Golden State went on a 9-2 or 9-3 run. They finished strong, and they end up winning the basketball game. So I don't, and he's getting criticized for it now, and you know, and he should. This is the NBA Finals. You can't have a mistake like that. That mistake could end up helping the Warriors win the entire series. This series could go to Golden State now. Could Toronto go to Golden State and win? Sure they could. Could they win a Game 7? Yes. But Golden State was dead when that timeout was called by Nick Nurse. And then, I mean, you know, Golden State, they did what they do. They hit big shots. Steph Curry hit a big shot. Klay Thompson hit a big shot. But then the Raptors, after all that, had the ball with a chance to win the game. Down 1, had the ball with a chance to win the game. Final possession of the game. And the Warriors dared Kyle Lowry to win that game. They decided they were not going to let Kawhi Leonard win the game. They took their chances with Kyle Lowry and left him open, wide open in the corner for a 3. and you can search the NBA playoffs history, the archives, and go back as far as you want, and you may not find a worse shot to win a game in NBA playoff history. And I'm talking about just the execution. It looked like I took that shot out there. He was wide open, and he hit the side of the backboard. And I feel bad for Kyle Lowry because he had a chance. He had the ball in his hand. The ball was in the air. And it was, I mean, that was thrilling. The ball was in the air with an NBA championship on the line. He hits that shot, game over, Raptors win, and you were going to see a celebration that, I mean, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time. As crazy as this Toronto crowd's been, the ball was in the air. He was wide open, and he didn't even come close. That was, boy, you feel bad for him, but it was actually kind of funny. It was remarkably bad. It was one of the most terrible shots that I've seen a player take to try to win a big game. And so it's Kyle Lowry. That's who they wanted to dance with. That's who they wanted to take that last shot. And Golden State got their wish. Now, many times in past NBA finals, we've seen the secondary player end up taking a big shot and winning a game. How many times did Robert Horry do it? We saw Michael Jordan in his career defer to other players, and they hit big shots in big moments. Kyle Lowry, that was his chance. That was his chance. And you really can't blame, I mean, that Kawhi Leonard makes players around him better. He's a lot like LeBron James in that respect. And LeBron James probably would have given up the ball in that situation. You had Kyle Lowry wide open. You cannot ask for a better look. Maybe you could ask for a better guy that has that look, but you really can't ask for a better look than what they had to win the NBA championship, and he hit the side of the freaking backboard. And so we'll see how that affects him mentally as they go into Game 6. But that game had everything last night. Kevin Durant came back, and he was clearly hurt, but he was clearly unguardable. He had, 11 points in the first quarter, hit three quick threes, and I'm going to tell you, if Kevin Durant didn't get hurt, that game wasn't going to be close last night. The Warriors, and they had built a nice lead. It dissolved over the course of the game, but I don't think if Kevin Durant would have stayed on the floor, I don't think that game was close last night. And after a little window, and it was just one quarter, and it's just no one can prove it or disprove it. It's only opinion. But I after watching what the Warriors were with Kevin Durant on the floor and the difficulty that the Raptors had defending him, I'm gonna say that this series would have been flipped if Kevin Durant was healthy, and maybe the Warriors have already ended this series if Kevin Durant was healthy. You can't do nothing with him. You can't do nothing. I mean, there's nothing you could do with him. They had him defended several times on those threes. He just shoots right over you, just like Landry Shamet said. You know, when I asked him who's the most difficult guy to guard on Golden State, and he looked at me like I was crazy, and he said, "It's Kevin Durant, dummy," because you could do everything right, and he's a 6'11 guy with elite shooting guard skills, and he will just shoot over you, even if you have him guarded perfectly. There's nothing that you could really do. And guys that are tall enough to get into his face and he can't shoot over can't hang with him because of his athleticism. And so, then he goes out of the game, and you see, if you saw, I retweeted it, there's a close-up shot of his leg. You could basically see something rupturing in his leg right before he goes down with the injury. And the worst news possible, it looks like, as the Warriors believe that Kevin Durant has a torn Achilles tendon. They're going to have the MRI today, and the Warriors believe the MRI will confirm that the injury that he suffered Monday night is an Achilles tear. And boy, there were plenty of people that, and you know, we all like a good conspiracy, but even in the last couple of weeks, showing Kevin Durant with ice on his Achilles area and not really his calf, people saying that it was an Achilles injury and not a calf injury. And we've seen how teams don't want to be specific when trying to describe a foot or ankle injury. I mean, how long did we go through that with Eric Berry? that they would not give us the correct definition of what was wrong with him the entire season. And they'd just be very vague. And so for all the conspiracy theorists that claim, well, this is not a calf injury. There's an Achilles issue. I don't know. You tell me. And so now they think he has a torn Achilles. That sucks. And that really sucks. And of course, Toronto fans, some Toronto fans cheering as Kevin Durant was injured, and then Kyle Lowry and Marc Gasol basically demanding that the crowd shut up and not cheer. We've seen that act in Kansas City. And so I hope no one in Kansas City just, well, look at NBA fans, look at Toronto fans. There were thousands of people out at Arrowhead Stadium cheering when Matt Cassel got hurt several years ago. And so we've seen that, and that led to, well, a lot of players being angry about that, and a lot of fans angry about that, because that wasn't a great representation of Kansas City Chiefs football fans. And that was not a great look for, and we've heard how awesome this Toronto crowd is, and I'm sure that they are, and how that best classiest crowd in the NBA. Well, there's always a few rotten apples that could spoil the bunch, and so I don't think you should ever cheer when a player gets hurt, especially. And they didn't know. They didn't know if he just rolled his ankle or the calf injury that was pushed off to the media and to the fans. They didn't realize that his Achilles had probably just ruptured, but it sucked because I wanted to see how that game was going to play out with Kevin Durant on the floor. I wanted to see how that series is going to play out with Kevin Durant on the floor, and now he's out for not only the rest of the series, but he's going to be out for a while, and that's going to have a huge impact on free agency and as someone said, really the future of the NBA, at least the immediate future, because Kevin Durant is one of the top five players in the NBA, and him being out and that being a deciding factor of where he plays next has a huge impact and ripple effect on the NBA. And so that's that was part of the drama. That game had everything last night. You had Kevin Durant coming back, looking like a stud. Raptors looked like they were in trouble. Kevin Durant gets hurt. And then you see him leaving the facility on crutches, and you're thinking, oh, look, this is really, really bad. And then it looked like the Warriors had enough juice from his return to give him that big lead, and they were going to handle their business, and they were going to win game five without him. And then the Raptors came all the way back, and then Kawhi Leonard went on a personal 10-0 run. And you're thinking, what the hell are we watching? This is like Jordan-esque. I don't like Kobe, so I'm not going to use his name. Jordan-esque, whatever.
Very Kobe-esque.
Great player-esque. Hall of Fame-esque, whatever you want to say.
Greatness.
10-0, and he's giving his team the lead in the final 4 minutes of the NBA Finals to clinch their first NBA title. He cannot be guarded. And then Nick Nurse called a timeout and said, oh, let's just slow things down and think about everything. Which... it's not the only reason that they lost, but damn it, I even listened to Nick Nurse's explanation after the game, and I'm like, what? He said, well, we were going to lose a couple of timeouts, under 3 minutes, so we wanted to take one there, look, make you a little tired, kind of got to get ready and get ready for that final push. Well, you didn't need to get ready for the final push. You were pushing. It was Golden State that was real, and Golden State needed the timeout, and they're the ones that benefited from it. It's 2020, but I think it's all universal, right? Did anyone think that was a great move? You've got the ball and Golden State just missed a shot, and they're reeling. They're on the ropes.
Yeah, I have to confess, I was not aware of the rule change that you lose all but two of your timeouts going under 3 minutes. So I guess some of the stuff I've been reading, it's very common, apparently, for NBA coaches. If they have a couple, it's like a use it or lose it. So they feel like, oh, I might as well use it. But I'm with you. It's like you iced your own team. Well,
that's a different situation, though. This is, right? You have to.
Yeah. If Kyle Lowry hits that shot, we're talking about Boogie Cousin making it just a stupid offensive foul on the other end to give Toronto that opportunity. I mean,
He had a bad sequence of several bad plays.
Right.
He's out there for a reason because,
Durant, went down. And, I mean, Boogie had a couple good shots. But, that's the dialogue today if Kyle Lowry hits that shot, they win the championship. It's Boogie Cousins. I mean, how do you commit that foul on the offensive end with 17 seconds left when you have the ball, you know, and the lead?
He had done something very similar earlier in the quarter and didn't get called for it. And Nick Nurse was all over the officials, and they were all over the officials, and they were looking at it. So you can credit Nick Nurse for that. But I mean,
there's so many layers to that game last night. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and the other thing, too, Looney out there in unbelievable pain. Remember, he had an injury that they had declared him out for the series. And all of a sudden, like, why is he playing? And why is he playing so well? And you could see he took another shot in that area where they're talking about, like, the cartilage in the first rib. You're not hearing the whole injury with him either, I don't think. He's got some kind of contraption to help him play. And he took a hit. And you could just, I mean, he was in so much pain, he couldn't go back in the game. But he was playing his ass off, too. And so then not only are you down Durant, then you're down Looney as well. And that's another reason why Boogie Cousins, and he did, you know what, he was good for a while, but he made some mistakes down the stretch. But that was another big story with Looney out there, showing how tough he was playing, obviously, in an elimination game. And you want him out there, and he was out there. But I get it. Like, theoretically, I understand why they call the timeout. But in that situation, you got to understand what situation you're in. Like, what?
Yeah,
you
momentum.
Know?
I'm with you. Momentum.
He iced his own team.
Right.
Let's cool these guys off.
Yeah, you know? and they just missed a shot. Yeah. And then Golden, it's almost, you know, there's that certain point where there's like some give, and I feel like there would have been some give there, if Toronto hits a shot there. You know, and the crowd's going crazy. It's almost like you kind of iced the crowd too. It was like everything was going. Everything was happening so fast, and Kawhi hit it, and I'm watching the kids, like, every time he take another shot, like, I go, no way he hit it. Then he came back after that. Remember, he took kind of a bad shot, fade away, that was an air ball. But when it happened, I go, why did this call timeout?
Well, I don't know if this boxing analogy works, but, like, if you got a guy up against the ropes and you're throwing all kinds of punches, you don't want the bell to come, right?
No, but sometimes guys will let a guy, they're in their mind, they don't want to punch themselves out.
Right.
And so they'll let them off the hook, and they'll overthink it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, dude, you were like two or three punches from in the fight.
Is that a good analogy to what happened there?
Yeah. Sometimes you're thinking, you overthink it too much. Yeah. You got a guy ready to go, but you're also thinking, oh, I don't want to punch myself out. Mm-hmm. But, like, you throw two or three more punches and you're good, and, you know,
you can finish him.
You can be a great finisher, you know, a great closer in boxing. They were on the ropes.
Yeah.
And someone, Golden State's like, ah, timeout, hold on. Yeah. Let's think about this. Let's set this punch up. And you gave the team that needed it, and they only had one timeout left.
Yeah.
And that's the thing you got to focus on. They only had one timeout left, so they weren't going to use it right there. They needed that timeout. You think Steve? So you always look at the opponent. How? What was their mindset when that happened? Do you think Golden State was, oh no, they called a timeout, or, thank God they called a timeout. Come on, get in here. I'm telling you, Golden State was quite happy that they took a timeout there, right? You think, like, Steve Kerr was like, oh, why did they call a timeout here? Like, oh, thank you, Nick Nurse, for calling that timeout. But end of story. Kyle Lowry had a wide open shot, and he.
And also, man, just Klay Thompson and Steph Curry hitting each three step back 25
killers
in a row.
Killers.
I love those guys.
Killers.
They're incredible.
But like, okay, so when Kyle Lowry had the ball, it seemed like that's going to be on highlights from years to come. You know, the unselfish Toronto Raptors find Kyle Lowry in the corner and he hits a three to give him a NBA championship. It's like, there's a script, and ball off the side of the backboard. Like, what? Yeah. Even people were looking around, like, what the hell was that? Jake, like, were you like, did you, when it left his hand, were you at least saying, ah?
And then off
for the title,
side of the backboard. Like, what? What? Huh? What? Hey, what happened?
Oh, that part was so anticlimactic. Like, oh, for the win. Where'd he go? And the backboard is broken.
Hey, what happened?
And I'm separating my kids from fighting last night. It got ugly.
I heard. Girls were telling me about it.
Richie's making accusations. Selena's almost cried because she was cheering for the Warriors. And her brother tried to send the brothers upstairs. Don't repeat what Richie said.
I told them to start walking around with your threes up and just go, splash, brother.
I'm separating people. And I even went to Toronto. And she's you're mad at me? I said, I'm not mad at you, baby. I love you. I want you to be happy. I'm glad your team won. And I'm going to tell you this just selfishly for me, and then we'll break. This is what I say. You know what I was rooting for? Now I'm happy
about
another game.
Mas.
What else? Where else am I going to get that entertainment on a Monday night? I was loving it. From beginning to end. Like, this is fantastic. They should have put a camera. I said, NBA action. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
That was me last night on that commercial in the 80s.
NBA action.
Game six. Let's go.
I know. I'm glad we get a couple, hopefully a couple more.
Oh, I think so.
Yep.
I think so. Oh, man, that was something else. And I'm not even, you know, I went to Toronto to win because they'd never won before, but man, it's something else. Yeah. It was hard, like, when you Steph Curry and Klay Thompson's like, you know what, I tip my cap to you.
I just don't want it to end.
Right.
Just like, keep like going. That's
the only thing. Yeah. Like, I wanted Toronto to win, but man, I'm happy there's another game. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this NBA Finals. I love it. Back into this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Are we on air? I'm sorry. I just feel good. That's all. Sorry. A little dancing. Looks little good. Dancing on a Tuesday morning.
Looks good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Am I too excited about the NBA Finals?
Heck no, man. They're awesome. Fantastic. I mean, really, the NHL, Stanley Cup Finals have been terrific, and these NBA Finals have been terrific. So we got two great series going on. But no, I mean, these NBA Finals, in particular, the NBA Finals have everything. There's drama, there's controversy, there's celebrities everywhere, there's tremendous play by star players on both sides.
I feel bad for Kevin Durant.
I do too. I, as much as I'm not
you
a
should.
Kevin Durant lover, I that sucks, man.
You're not a Kevin Durant lover?
Maybe I'm a hater, but you know, I feel terrible for him. I wouldn't wish that on somebody. That sucks.
It's pretty clear that I don't know. Is it clear that he shouldn't have been out there?
He clearly rushed back. Now, should he or shouldn't he have? I mean, I'm seeing all these people blasting their medical staff and the organization for forcing him to get back out there.
But there was also plenty of people like, oh, how hurt is he?
A lot of talk before this, right?
But damn it, I went back and looked at all these people that were saying, like, you know, this is an Achilles thing.
Yeah.
You know, oh, conspiracy theory. You know, I don't know. Look, all I know is this. The dude came back, right? The dude came back in game five, and Toronto was not going to be able to guard him on this night. And he didn't look 100%, and he just dropped 11 in the first quarter, you know?
Well, to score, he doesn't have to be 100%
because
he's so tall, like you said. What are you going to do? I mean, he pulls up and shoots from 25 feet out.
Jake continues to play the injury on 38 The Spot.
Oof.
Like on a loop, like over and over again. I don't even know why.
Well, that'll make Kelly happy. She likes she likes watching gruesome injuries, man.
It's not so much gruesome, but it's just you can see it.
Yeah.
You see it.
It's pop.
That's you know,
pop.
Oof.
That's something else.
Yeah.
And all the medical guys that were, you know, that watch it, you know, like Will Carroll and people like that, like, oh, yep, that's Achilles. And they were getting crushed. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, we kind of do, maybe a little bit more than you do.
Yeah.
Because I think people just didn't want to hear that at that point. And then it's like, I don't know what, but people can't, they just, it's like a sport criticizing Kevin Durant. Because I had someone tweet me, why is he leaving the game on crutches? Why can't he come back on the bench and root his team on?
Moron.
Is that what we're going with? I mean,
The guy just, he just had to be helped off the court.
They knew right away. Did you not hear the report from Dorsberg? Like, they're giving KD, some room in the locker room. It's an emotional scene. How does she describe it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, slightly emotional.
Right, because he comes back and he's realized he just blew his Achilles. You know?
Oh yeah, I mean
it's devastating for an athlete.
I can't imagine.
It's
the position that he's in.
It's devastating for an athlete at any point, but it's even more devastating when you've been trying to get back for a month to help your team win an NBA championship and you get out there and you drop 11 in the first quarter and things are going well and all of a sudden your leg gives out on you. And then you realize not only is your season over, your NBA finals is over. How long are you going to be out? How's this going to affect your career? There's so many levels to that. Yes, he was upset.
I think probably the biggest stinger is what you said is you've been working so hard to get back to this point over and over again. Rehab, shooting, you know, he's done everything, and he's here, and then, boom, done. Within the first 5 minutes of the second quarter.
And I don't. Like you said, this is a perfect example of the world we live in, where whatever you do, there's going to be a loud percentage of people that are going to crush you for whatever you do. So before he came back, there were people that were going to...
Why are they going to crush Steven?
Because that's how people are, man. But, you know, before he came back from the injury, everybody's... Not everybody. Crush you. There was a group of people that were blasting him because, why isn't he back? Why isn't he playing? What's really wrong with him? Then he comes back. Well, he shouldn't have come back so soon. Right. He clearly pushed it. That, you know, like, whatever you do, there's going to be a group of people. So you got to just do what you think is right. For me, it's like, how could you do anything but applaud the guy?
I did retweet one. Yeah, you guys, you know, I like the meme when he's sitting in front of his locker on his phone. Yeah. But, like, early in the game, and it made me laugh out loud. But it wasn't so much mean spirited. It was just funny. Someone, because people will tweet what they think he's texting at that point or tweeting. But KD really grinding this out. Definitely looks like he's battling. And so, you know, Kevin Durant. And you know what? Guess what? He was grinding it out. And he was battling. And he was less than 100%. And he risked a lot. And this Achilles blew.
Yeah. I don't see how you blast him for that. Of course he's going to want to try to get out there. The championship was on the line. And it seemed like they needed him. You know, and he gave it a go. It's hard for me to criticize. That's what you want, like, champions to do, right?
I mean, he's given it his all. I think everybody on that team can respect that, and probably he probably earned. If you didn't respect him before, and you were his teammate, there has to be a
look. I gained respect for him
exactly.
Yesterday.
Like when I was, yes. And then he's out of the game. And then with 3 minutes left, looks like Toronto's going to close the deal. But like this is the experience from when I was a kid. The most terrifying thing in sports for me as a young man was to see the Chiefs playing the Broncos and John Elway has the ball with a couple of minutes left in the game.
Right.
And you're like, oh, no. And you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You used to know how it was going to happen. And you'd hope it wasn't going to happen, but it was going to happen. It was going to happen.
Yeah.
Especially Mile High. Could there be a more terrifying feeling than when Steph Curry or Klay Thompson are taking a shot that's going to put a dagger in your team's heart?
That's unbelievable. Those guys are incredible.
No. There was when Steph Curry hit that last three, there was a beautiful shot. I don't know who it was on the Raptors bench. Like, Curry hits a three, and you see the players go like this. And buries his face in his hands like, yeah, yep, that's Toronto right there. Curry hits a shot, looks around, and the guy's like, oh, no. Right? It's just.
And that's the thing about that team, too, is like, boom, boom, boom. It's 9 points in the span of like 40 seconds, you know?
What a game.
Yeah.
What a freaking game, as heard right here on Sports Radio 810. Game 5 goes to the Warriors. They're now 3-2, but Game 6 back in Oakland. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stop yelling at me in my ear, Jake. I'm a person, not a thing.
I'll just turn my mic on and yell at you just on air. You want me to do that?
I'm a person. Treat me as such.
Nope. I like talking in your ear, right in the middle of your words.
How about this? It's a big day. There's a big day for both of us here. We'll find out why it's a big day for me. Big day for me. How thrilled do you think I am? Triple dentist appointment.
Oh, boy.
For me, Julia, and Selena, that's
back
why they're here with
back
us.
Back to back.
We're going back to back with Dr. Stephen Hake.
Back to back. Chicken shack. Son
here
of a gun.
Here we come, Dr. Hake.
You better change your act.
Be ready for the wild accusations. She's going first. No, she's going first. Ah!
Just make them do paper, rock, scissors. That's two out of three.
It's too simple.
That's two out of three. That's how we settled things in the guitarist household.
Yeah, look, got some issues with my mouth.
Two out of three.
Take care of. Yes, anybody want to go?
You do have some issues in your mouth.
I do need to get to the dentist, though. It's been...
You want to piggyback on this triple header I got going?
Nope.
I got I had my own dentist appointment last week because I've got a cracked tooth in the back that I have to have...
No thanks. Please. I've never had that. Never had cavity.
Hey, it's not a cavity. I cracked the tooth.
Mr. St. John,
I've never had a drill.
Do you
put
ever
to my
floss?
Tooth.
I said, yes, I do floss. The last time I was here at the dentist's office. don't you remember?
It doesn't count.
You're the one that did it, Doc.
Twice a year, Doc.
I need to show that they have these, their gum picks.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
I bet they are.
Just like flossing, except
and
it's
I bet I'll
a
buy
lot
them
easier.
And they'll make sense, and I still won't do it.
I'll just give them to you.
On paper, in theory, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Habits.
But I am a moron.
Habits. No, you're not. Well. Nope. You're a moron if you say so. I don't think you're a moron.
Why are you all excited today? You going to the dentist?
Well, no. I went to the dentist last week to get my cracked tooth fixed. I have a temporary one back here. I got to get that one, the permanent
one. Knock that
one
loose. Come here.
Come here.
Punch my mouth loose. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going down after the show today to the Power and Light District. First, I'm going to give blood at the blood drive at no other pub. And there's an emergency blood shortage right now in Kansas City?
No.
So if you have the chance to go donate blood, whether it's at the Sporting KC blood drive today or anywhere, please do it because you literally will save someone's life. Like that's pretty amazing when you think about that. So I'm going to do that.
Give blood.
Give blood. There's a blood drive down at no other pub today. And then... Right after that, I'm going to go downstairs after I eat a couple cookies and hydrate, and we are going to have our first Women's World Cup watch party of the World Cup because the U.S. women are playing at 2 o'clock against Thailand in their first game, and we're going to have watch parties for all of the U.S. women's national team games, and they're going to be really fun. So Sports Radio 810 WHB and Sporting Kansas City partnering up to put these on like we did 4 years ago when the women won the World Cup. The parties were awesome, incredible. If you, if you're a fan of just watching the U.S. compete in things, for one thing, but like if you're like me, my daughter is incredibly excited for the World Cup and get to see some of her role models go out and play. I'm excited to watch it, so bring your kids down. My nephews, I think, are going to come down. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think we should have a really good crowd. And the crowds will get bigger and bigger as the tournament goes on. You know, this is the first game, so I'm not sure how big of a crowd we'll have today. I think it'll be a good one. But it'll keep getting bigger as the as we get deeper in the tournament. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
What do you think about Hope Solo doing her radio tour and criticizing everything?
I've never been a big fan of Hope Solo.
You were shocked when you heard that,
yeah,
right?
Stunning.
It's absolutely
stunning that
shocking.
She would be,
yeah.
She would...
So you're not even going to look at the message. You're just going to look at the messenger. Huh?
I've tried not to listen to anything she says.
I tried so hard to be a fan of hers. I really did. I mean, I really liked her. When she first came out, really respected.
Well, she has some issues with the U.S.
Yeah, she also has issues with beating the snot out of
she needs
her
to
relatives.
Go. Just go away.
You know, all kinds
just
of
go
getting
away.
Arrested. Just, yeah.
Hope Solo.
Go work on yourself and
Hope
go away.
Solo says U.S. women's. If we're going to talk about this, then we have to talk about it.
No, we don't.
Hope Solo says U.S. women's national team coach Jill Ellis is a bad leader who can't handle pressure. Now, repeat. Now, what do you think of that?
That sounds like sour grapes for a person who filmed herself finding out that she wasn't going to make the national team this time around. And
oh, she did?
Hissy fit.
Tell me about that. I didn't see that. I didn't know about this one.
She was sitting in a room, and she had somebody film her while she watched the announcement for the team, and she gets up screaming, "After 18 years! After 18 years, it's like, what are they, do they owe
you're
you?
A pain in the ass. You're in the locker room.
I don't know. Was it a surprise? Should she be on? Should she be on there?
I thought that U.S. Soccer treated her remarkably well, considering all of the bad stuff she did.
She said, "Coach Ellis, Jill is not the leader I wish her to be. She cracks under the pressure quite a bit."
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I didn't know about it, but, you know, that's one of the stories about it.
I like Jill Ellis
it.
Quite a bit. We got to spend some time with her last year when the U.S. Women's National Team came here, and She was she seemed like a class act to me. So Hope Solo is a cancer to U.S. soccer. So,
so you don't agree with her comments?
Oh, okay. I believe she wasn't Jill Ellis the head coach here when they won the World Cup last time around.
Man, yeah, why are you getting mad at me for? People are talking about this. We talked. I think it's a Capelli has asked you. I didn't know. Before, there was a time when Jake was just all in love with Hope Solo.
Yeah, like 12 years ago.
Yeah, it happened.
12 years ago.
So now I'm asking you, is that realistic?
This
is that
guy
not
back here.
Is that not a? So she's full of it, huh?
I mean, she's past. Look, if she's
sour grapes talking.
She was the FIFA World Coach of the Year in 2015 when they won the World Cup.
Right, I was going to say, she didn't crack under the pressure.
Yeah. What? 15. That's why I got, you know, when people see that, they need to hear that's refuted.
Look, if she was a supportive member of that team, then she could have been an asset going into a competition like this.
Yeah.
If you know your role.
Woulda. Coulda.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Shoulda. Drop that and I'll break for sure. What's John Dorsey say about what Hope Solo could have been for the U.S. women's national team?
Well, he says this.
What I could have, should have, would have,
right. Who knows?
Who knows? A lot of woulda, couldas in there. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All hell's breaking loose here at the Union Broadcasting Headquarters. I'm sorry. It's not a curse word. Julia gets very angry if I curse. And so we have both my twins here, Julia and Selena. Hey, your mom's watching. Hey, say hello to your mother for me.
Hi.
Say hello to your mother.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Hey, Duck.
Say hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Mommy.
Okay, so we're going to go to the dentist after the show. I know you're both very excited about this and a nice teeth cleaning. And hopefully that they'll do a lot of work that'll make you mad. How's that
sound? Have you guys been brushing your teeth every day?
Yeah.
What about you?
Twice a day?
No.
With Quip?
We also have Jamie Bluma. Yes. Actually, Jake Gutierrez has a special message for you about how you could properly brush and clean your teeth.
Getquip.com/JakeG.
See? Go there. Which intern do we have today? I'm very confused. What happened?
Logan, right? I'm going to call him Weapon X.
Weapon X, also known as Logan, who's here.
The teacher's pet, because he's...
Oh, that's right.
He's Jake's little pet intern.
Is that right?
No, my pet intern is on Fridays.
Oh, never mind.
Good try, though.
Logan could be your pet intern, though.
Landon?
Landon,
Logan,
it's all the same.
A lot of L's.
Yep.
Hanging L's. All right. Anything else, girls?
Go Warriors, right? I tell you before, right? Splash Brothers, right?
Okay, so we can't
Splash
talk about
Brothers.
How mean your brothers were.
Right.
But you were jumping up and down and you were excited last night because who's your favorite player?
Steph Curry and all of the Warriors because they're
Clay.
The Warriors.
Mike's up here. So you're a Warriors fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
All the boys are Toronto fans, but I'm a Warriors fan, so
they're just anti Warriors. They like everyone that plays Golden State. Any final comments from you? Say goodbye.
I don't. Bye.
Okay, go back to sleep in the office. Thank you. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, that's going to do it for our hour on 38, The Spot. We appreciate you watching on television, everybody. We got Jamie Bluma in studio next. Jeff Penner will give us a weather forecast. We'll talk some Women's World Cup, plus Jarrett Sutton to talk NBA Finals on 810 WHB.